When I was a young man, when I was going to college in my 20s, back in the 90s when everything was fresh and exciting, I had a job, and that job was to deal blackjack at a semi-not legal casino in Prince George's County. I have to explain that. In Prince George's County, it was legal to operate a casino if the proceeds went to charity and everyone was a volunteer. What in fact happens is the proceed goes to whoever organized the charity, and the dealers were paid cash under the table. Great job for a 19-year-old who doesn't know how to live his life. Speaking of not knowing how to live my life, I had this habit before I had this great emotional control that I have now, this serene being that I am, when I was in my early 20s, that I tended to say things that came out of my brain before I had time to edit them. And so I often lost these semi-legal jobs, illegal jobs. And so I'd move from one operation to another to another to another because I could still deal cards. You know, it's not that hard. I can count to 21. And so I would end up, you know, working with people for about 6 months and then telling someone to do something with themselves that usually requires someone else. And then I'd have to go to another job. But it was, you know, since there are no reference checks for an illegal job, it's like you just keep moving around. And so basically, I'm not kidding you, there were like 30 operations in Prince George's County that were doing it. It was just like, what are you talking about, illegal crime organizations? At one point, I joined the Sikh temple because they had a casino. And so for a year, I spent part of my college life, I was a Sikh. I mean, I got the bracelet and the little knife. I didn't wear the turban, and I did shave. But other than that, and I mean no disrespect to Sikhs, but it was just sort of weird that, you know, a dumb kid from Carroll County is pretending to be a Sikh to get paid $22 an hour under the table. But that's not the story. The story I want to tell you is that this is a story about an accident that didn't happen. So, like I said earlier, I'm going from job to job to job to job. There are no reference checks, so every time I go there, I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm really competent. I'm really calm. I can deal with customers. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. And then I'd lose that job. So I sort of went back to where I started. Like, I'd done the loop, and I'm back to where I started. And I'll tell you what, when you're 19, 20, and 21, and you're getting paid $22 an hour in cash, you think you own the frickin' world. And so, like, I couldn't give the job up because, like, my other option was to cut sandwiches for $6 an hour at the frickin' sandwich shop. So the long story short, I come back to the first casino I ever worked at, and I'm like, you know, I'm a changed man. I've learned a lot from them. And they're like, okay, you know. I spoke to someone, a pit boss, and he's like, well, come and meet the owners and talk to them about it, and maybe we'll take you back. And so they're having a big meeting because we have to talk about how we're going to organize our illegal activities in such a way that it passes. And I kid you not, the Prince George's County government used the Department of Natural Resources to regulate the casino, the Department of Natural Resources to regulate the casino system. And so we had to outsmart people who were, like, used to looking for raccoons and cleaning up rivers. So the bar wasn't high, and we cleared it. But anyway, so we go to this big general meeting. We're talking about how we're going to move the cash around from place A to place B in such a way that the regulator who comes in for like 15 minutes looks around, fills out a sheet, and leaves. So, you know, when he comes in, we all know what our roles are about the money and where it's going. Because in the back, there's a counting room where we count the cash, and everyone gets an envelope at the end of the night. But, okay, I've gone too far. So we go back. Okay, thank you. So I go back to this first place where I ever worked, and we're going to this meeting, and I haven't seen these people in about 2.5 years, and I go into the room, and everyone just turns around and looks at me, and everyone goes white. And I'm like, okay. I mean, I did tell you specifically to go fuck yourself, but seriously, what? And then finally someone walks across, because it's a big room, they walk across the room slowly, and they're like, we heard you died in a motorcycle accident. And it's like, I didn't. And so to wrap this up, I didn't die in a motorcycle accident, and I had to spend the next 20 minutes convincing people that I am not dead. So that's the end of the story.